Sunny skies and the chance to go shopping lured some residents across the Charlotte area into stores and parks on the first full day that most stores could reopen. But as WFAE's Nick Delacanal reports, they returned to a very different way of life than before the coronavirus sent so many of us indoors.
Before customers could even walk into Julie's clothing store at Park Row Shopping Center, a sign on the front door greeted them with a request to keep their distance from fellow shoppers. Signs on the floor thank customers for social distancing, and co-owner Aaron Strauss says there are new protocols just for when a customer tries something on in the fitting rooms.
We're going to have somebody stationed back there with a mask, gloves, Lysol, hand sanitizer, wipes, all the fixings. And after they try their clothes on, we take them to the back of the store, steam them, let them sit for 24 hours, and go from there.
Employees were also wearing face masks. That was also the case at a designer clothing store in downtown Davidson called Mind by Sandy, which opened up at noon on Saturday to a small trickle of customers. Sandy Bowers is the store's owner.
We have our masks, we have our sanitizer, we're going to do whatever we can to provide a safe environment for our customers.
She says she's happy and grateful to reopen after being closed since late March. She made some sales over the internet, and she was able to keep all 9 of her employees on the payroll, but she says she's already sensing a shift in consumer spending.
I don't think that business is going to be like it was at all. I think my buying is going to change. It already has. People are buying much more comfortable things than they are buying fancy things, and that's all right. We'll figure it out.
And it wasn't just retail stores that were allowed to reopen on Saturday. Under Phase 1 of Governor Cooper's reopening plan, many state parks also were allowed to start welcoming back visitors. And as temperatures rose into the mid-60s under sunny skies, lots of people decided to take advantage of the reopened parks. Lake Norman State Park in Troutman reopened with limited activities, and it wasn't a minute too soon for regulars like Rick Beam, who was there with his wife, Helen. They've been coming here every weekend for the last year and a half.
And it's been very sad for the last 2 months that we haven't been able to come here.
He said they plan to return the next day to make up for lost time.
Just enjoying walking, her and I, my wife, and our dog, and just enjoying the fresh air and the beauty of North Carolina.
The visitor center remained closed, and the park wasn't crowded, though more people arrived as the day went on, some of them toting rods for fishing or mountain bikes to hit the trails with. While the cautious reopening was welcome for many residents, there were many others who still felt it was too soon to be lifting restrictions. Belk was among the major retailers that decided to keep its doors shut. It plans to reopen stores today while keeping fitting rooms closed. And Carolina Place Mall and Northlake Mall also stayed shut this weekend, with Carolina Place planning to reopen tomorrow and Northlake next Monday. Some business owners said deciding to reopen felt like an impossible choice, in which they had to weigh the risk of possibly putting employees in danger against the risk of losing more money and possibly going out of business. Lisa Castanis is part owner of Clutch, a boutique gift shop on Central Avenue. She says her staff had lots of mixed feelings about reopening, but in the end, she decided to reopen the doors.
My concern was that because we haven't received any PPP funding or emergency funds at all, that if we did not open, there's the concern that you'll get passed by, that there will be, you know, loyalties will be realigned, people will start to find other avenues to find things, and we want to be this store for Plaza Midwood.
She says the staff will take it one day at a time and hope for the world to return to normal sooner rather than later. For WFAE News, I'm Nick Delacanal.
Members of the WFAE Newsroom fanned out across the region to help with this report.